freedom in the fall. Your life is based around water and all it can bring. As a focus in the world, it has life, motion, energy, a course and will of its own, and it does not bother with time. It is both separate from the world and an integral piece. Embracing water is key to your existence in all its forms. The deep, refreshing stillness of a lake, the open, endless expanse of the ocean, and the interaction with people as it meanders through rivers and streams. When you picture a lake, you see the life that surrounds it, people, animals, plants, and the lush connection to those things that thrive with the lake at its core. The lake itself is seen as still and stable, but in fact, it is full of activity and change. The depth of the water allows it to have a constant temperature and temperament for most of its size, with only a little turmoil at the surface based on the winds and weather. This view is different for the lake's residents. The plants and life within the lake experience currents, changes in light and pressure, growth and shortages of food, and variations at every depth or level. It is a world unto itself, unseen by those who surround the lake. When you focus on the lake, don't just look at its outer edge and experience the external world. Focus on being the lake. Draw strength from its depth and energy, knowing that the inner world of the lake matters most to its survival and sustenance. Its internal goals and values make interaction with the outside world possible, as it presents only the bare edges of its precious water. The water in the ocean is different. It is open, expansive, and boundless in all directions. While it brings comfort in its depth and apparent stability, it is also subject to great storms at its surface and hidden currents that take you to unexpected places. These are not always bad, as storms mix the water, bringing deep things to the surface and burying surface things deep. The strong currents can sweep you up in excitement and speed, taking you to wonderful places or secluded areas for rest. However, the ocean's vastness can make it easy to feel disoriented and lose your sense of direction. Moving forward is a challenging concept in the ocean. The rivers and streams are different. They flow, move, and follow a known path. Only under extreme conditions, such as natural disasters, do they change their course. As they move, they bring life and adapt to changes along the way. Rivers transition from shallow to deep, calm to fast, almost still to whitewater. Yet the river adapts and stays the same. The course does not change. The rivers you envision are both large and small, big ones found in nature and small ones, like water lines created by people. The river is mostly calm but searches for change and the increased energy that comes with it. The river has a goal, the waterfall. The waterfall is simplicity and motion. The river does not need to change what it is, but when it reaches the falls, it experiences freedom. Traveling through the air, surrounded by light, and temporarily relieved of supporting the life it carries, such as plants and animals. It even escapes the boundaries of its path, gaining the ability to travel vertically in a horizontal world. Some waterfalls are large, impacting significant volumes of water and drastically altering the river's course. Others are small, providing rejuvenation by aerating the water and offering obstacles for past life while creating opportunities for new life. Embrace the changes in the falls, along with the rapids and whitewater that precede them. These experiences are worth the results on the other side. The world brings you these changes because they are part of who you are. The only way to progress toward your goal is to embrace the freedom in the fall and not fear it.